Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Rejoice, O sons and daughters of men, sing for joy and gladness, because today a man has conquered death. Today your brother has rebuilt the temple of his body. Today man has overcome the grave. It is true that the Father raised Jesus, for the apostle writes, God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. The Son glorified the Father in his death, and the Father glorified the Son by raising him up on that third day. And on the last day, the Father will also raise us up so that we might forever be his beloved children. But it is also true that Jesus raised himself from death. No man can do that, but Jesus did. The prophet Elisha raised the dead, but he could not raise himself, for the power of resurrection did not come from him, but came from God himself through him. And yet Christ teaches, I have authority to lay down my life, and I have authority to take it up again. And take it up he did. This is his greatest miracle. It proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is the eternal Son of God. At his incarnation, he assumed the flesh into the unity of his person, and we cannot divide that person. Jesus has two natures, God and man, but only one person. So he does not exist apart from his flesh. He does not act apart from his flesh. Everything that he does as a man. Thus, as a man, he overcame death. As a man, he conquered the grave. For what would it prove if only God had conquered death yet again? How would that be any different than what he accomplished through Elisha? Where would our comfort be? Where would our confidence that this resurrection is for us? How would we be certain that this life was for us? But when Jesus raised himself, he guaranteed the resurrection of human flesh. As the Son of Man, he received all authority to raise the dead, which is simply to say that the divine works through his humanity. As the Son of God multiplied the loaves with his human hands, as the Son of God touched Jairus' daughter and spoke, so also he raised himself through his humanity, not apart from it. He can do this because of what he accomplished on the tree 3 days prior. He paid for the sins of men. He died the death of men. And today, he proves that he has accomplished what he declared. So marvel and sing for joy, dear Christian, for a man has power over death. A man has conquered the grave. A man born of woman who hungered and thirsted, was tired and weak, bled and died. A man conquered what is unconquerable. A man who is like you woke himself up from death. What is impossible for man to do is possible for him. So why would we follow any other religion? Their leaders all died and stayed dead. So they show they have no power over sin. They cannot help us at the last judgment, and they cannot even help us in this life right now. But our leader is alive. Ours raised himself. Ours is not only a man, but the eternal Son of God, our Lord, the sacrifice, who shed his blood to take away our sin, and he is the one who can help us now and at the last judgment. He died with our sins so that we might enjoy his resurrection. No sin can cling to you, for Jesus lives. No guilt can burden you, for Jesus lives. No regret can condemn you or sadden you. Jesus lives. In him is life. In you also is life. But that life is a life that is given. In Jesus of Nazareth, he is life. And so the dead will hear his human voice and will wake up. Graves will rip open at his command. Lungs will breathe once more. Eyes will blink yet again. Hearts will beat yet again. Blood will flow yet again. And mouths will speak yet again at his command. for he is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He precedes us, but he does not forget about us. He is our God, and yet he still is man to bring us into his resurrection and life. All of this is true today because of what he has accomplished on Calvary, and he proves it to us in today's miracle. So let us leave the entanglements of this world behind and bask in the resurrection of our brother. Forget about your people, your ethnicity, your ancestry, your culture, for God has made you a new people. Your life flows from his flesh, the flesh of a living God. Your citizenship is in heaven, so heed St. Paul's words and set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Forget your father's house. Forget your family, for you have a new father, new brothers, and new sisters. Set your mind on those things that are above. Now, that does not mean you neglect your earthly responsibilities, but that simply means you let this day define you. View yourself not through your abilities, not through your parents, your country, your ancestry, but view yourself through the resurrection. Take off the old sinful garments, for you are now clothed with the glorious Son of God by virtue of your baptism, and there is healing in him, healing for your body and healing for your soul. So the worldly sorrows no longer define you. Your troubles and anguish and difficulties no longer are who you are. Easter defines you. Easter defines all mankind, for our flesh is raised up on this day. Our bodies are made immortal today. Today we are made spiritual. Today we are made powerful. Today we are made glorious. This is who we are. This is what we are. And soon we shall see it. Our victory is in our Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is our Savior. As he died for us, so he is raised for us. As he gave up his spirit, so also he takes up his life for us once again, so that he might raise us up from death. He has not forgotten us. Man has power over death. Flesh and blood are stronger than the grave, and that flesh and blood are now given to you in the Holy Supper. His life-giving flesh penetrates your heart and your body. And his life-giving blood courses through your veins, expunging all sin and vivifying your flesh. Each part of you is made alive, for you are united to Christ who now lives. That body must live, not another. Those eyes must see, not another. Those lungs must breathe, and not another, because he who rose for you now lives in you. So in Christ, you are more than conquerors. Nothing can keep you in the dust. Nothing can hold you down in the grave. For in Christ, your flesh and your blood are stronger than death. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.